Okay, Tuesday night, Maseches Nedarim. Okay, we'll learn the Gemara. The Gemara is very... You really have to... It's complex Gemara, although it's not hard. The Gemara just goes through the different sukkim and shows the drushes and where the drushes are coming from. So it's not hard. But it's complex because there's a lot of twists and turns and habaminas and maskanas as the Gemara tries to interpret the pasuk. It would be good if you had open in front of you the parsha of Nedarim. It's not absolutely necessary if you think, since we're not going to do it, so I'll tell you. There's the parsha of Nedarim. So you have one parsha that the father is Mefer. That's parsha number one. Parsha number two says, V'yemhoyo siya le'ish, unudoreho aleho. And then it goes through a whole thing, how the Baal is Mayfair, and if the Baal is quiet, b'yom shomo, it's a hakoma, etc. That's the second parsha. Then there's an interruption of a pasuk, and then there's the third parsha, which says, V'yim beisi shana dora, if she made a nether in her husband's house. And then it goes on to again basically repeat everything it said in the second parasha, that he could be Mayfair and he could be Maker. So, like, that's weird. So what the Gemara is going to end up saying, and it's really the most logical, it's just the Begolui Psukim don't reflect that, is that the second parasha is talking about Anara Hamurasa, and there's a Vav. V'im hayosiyah ish unadareho aleho. So there's a Vav, V'im hayosiyah, connecting the parsha above it to the parsha below it, meaning it. The parsha above it is that the father's Mayfair, which is in his Rishus. So we say, Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon, that's a midah that the Torah is Midrash Ba, that when you have a conjunctive Vav, so it connects the two parshas in more ways than just in a literal way. It connects it. Connects it conceptually, that many of the dinim that apply to one apply to the other. Where do you draw the line? I can't answer you where you draw the line if you want a practical answer, but I can give you a conceptual answer. You draw the line when you get to something that's inherent because of the nature of the thing itself, then you can't extrapolate. Right? You could say, you want to learn out that something, what the scope of its iser is. So you learn out, but to learn out it's something that touches upon the essence of the thing. So since they're two different things, how could you learn that out in Xavier Shovel? So let's start the Gemara. The Gemara has the Mishnah that Aram Rosh, Aviyu Bible and Fir in the Dorema. The Gemara says, Minani Mili. How do you know? Minal. How do you know? If you look at the Chumash, there's no mention of a state where the father and husband is Matir. Mayfair, it says the father. Then there's two parshas that talk about the father. Each one independent. The parsha details every detail that tells you the...
Two parshas talk about the husband.
What? Two parshas talk about the husband, yeah. Omar Rab, Omar Rabba, Omar Krab, Yimhoyo Siyaliyashin of Dereho Aleha, that's parsha number two, which talks about the Baal being Mayfair and Makim. Mikan, and Armoroso, shall be a Baalim, Fear of Dereho. And there's a Vav. And it's Vav Moisif of the Nyarisha. It's a very slight remez to bring in it's a very slight remez to say that they're both Mayfair. It's a Vav. Vav Moisif of the Nyarisha. And the Gemara asks, "Vayma haikrob in a suaksiv? Why are you saying Vav Moisif in Yerushan and talking about Narusa? Say it's talking about a nesua, which is the pashto simple meaning of the parsha." The Gemara says, "Imish from the suah krachrinaksiv. You have the whole other parsha talking about a nesua. Bim beisi shana dora. Which is do vayma tavayi ben nesua. Maybe they're both talking about a nesua. What's wrong?" But that wouldn't make sense. Because why would the Torah have to write that the Baal's Mayfair? It already said the Baal's Mayfair in the second parasha. So what do you mean Tarvayo Benesua? Let's see the Ran. Now it's time to stop and see the Ran. Ran will get us through the maze of this Gemara. The Ran very, very Myra. Make sure you understand every twist and turn in the Gemara. And many that you wouldn't have thought of yourself, but you see the Ran's coming lafuke, a certain twist. For Nara Marosa, in the big lines on the towards the bottom, Benayim Marosa via Bailam Firna Dereha. Minalong, Omar Rabba, Omar Krov, Imhoyo Seelah Ish, Mikal and I'm a Rosar, Shabbat Levi, in front of the Reho. Now, what more does that mean? Nearly Dohi Komar. The Chidan de Linesua, Ksif Krachrina. That's a given that the third parsha is mostly talking about a married woman. And it means only the father, in the last parsha. Tainu Imbeis Yishon Ador, she made the nether in her father's, in the Baal's house. Kedim Farish La Kamona. So al karchan, so we would be forced to say logically that hay ba arusa mitukma. The trei korban asu alamali. Even that ba arusa mitukim, so we know it's talking about an arusa. Al karchan is on the name of the vav moysa v'lin yirishon. So we'll come up that they should use the vav moysa v'lin yirishon to get the father in. The Elmine Ksiv, the Ishoya Slachla, Kehini Avia Osa, Ubasra Ksiv, the Imbium Shmoa Ishoya Ni Osa, Loma Shavio Bailam Afirna Dereha. Was he Shaper by Arusa? And it makes sense that now that the second parasha sneaks in Arusa. Bechiva de Barusa, Yotam Shusa, oh, Dinu de la Lefer Arus Lachude. So that's true that an offer may that the Afer that the Oris is only made for Beshutfus. Hashta Barusa made for the Chudei Benesun Miboya. Chibus was Shanosa Hura Kochal. That's what the Gemara is at this point. That you don't need two psukim. So that's what the Gemara is holding. Bode makshe the frushe milsei. Umakshe yibayma hadein krobin asu aksiv. Loima debal lechudei mefer. Devav moise valin yom rishon lo amrinon lei. Ala kemuchi kroi hasam. When there's a compelling reason to say so. But if we can explain the psukim that they're talking about a regular married person, that's why it doesn't mention the father. That's logical. The Ran on the top of some Zayin of the days. Hilkach Neima the Benesua Baila Lechudei Meifir. Obviously. Uba Arusa of Lechudei Meifir. Though Be'erus and Le'nafka Mershus of, because he's still in his Rishus. We got to be a Torah and Dorm. And there wasn't yet a Hafka from that Rishus. Let's the Shakuntariya play out. But we knew the whole time that we're going to end up with the Vav Moshe in Yerushalayim saying the parasha is talking about a particular Beima Tarbayu Benesuo Abu Barusa Leitzorich Baal Klal. Right, because she's always pursues the father. Chitvei Trei Kori Lomali Lomish and Abal Meifu Bekaidman. Lochi Kaduk Sivvi and Beisim Shana Dora. Does that mean she Dafka made the house already when she was in the house of her husband? Mashmina Shana Baal Meifu Bekaidman. The Dorm Shekadim Lo Kaidim Shanisus. how to get a handle on the Gemara. Maybe we shouldn't go through the Gemara. Maybe I should just tell you certain principles. I don't think this is Kedai.
Daf Samechesk is interesting.
What?
Daf Samechesk is interesting.
I don't think it's Kedai either.
You said. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we're going to stop here. I apologize. I have to prepare the sugya differently. We're not going to go through the sugya. I don't see a point. I'll prepare some main points that I'll speak out what you see in the sugya. Okay, and tomorrow night we'll rather not learn. I'm sorry, I apologize. That's the Kashrus seminar, whatever you want to call it. Okay, I thought that I didn't prepare for the sake. I thought we would just learn through it. You see, it's not Kedai. So I'll pick out the points, Blina, there, and I'll speak them out, and I'll show you like where the Ran says those points. Then you'll decide if you want to like learn through the Ran. But I can't do it now. One thing I could tell you over now, an interesting point. It's later on in the sugya. The Gemara, I'll just tell it to you about Peh. I have to. The Gemara at one point says that suggests that maybe to an Arusa the Ov is Mefer alone, which is weird when you look in the Torah. Like, so the whole parsha is about the Arus being Mefer and Mekayim. Oh, the father just hanging on to that Vov for dear life. Be that as it may, the Ran learns that when the Gemara says maybe the father is Mefer alone, it means that the Orus is not Mefer at all. What do you mean he's not Mefer? It says the Torah is Mefer. It says he's not Mekayim. If he'd be Mekayim, he can mess things up royally. So we don't really need him to be Mefer per se. He accomplishes nothing. But he shouldn't be Mekayim. And if he lets the 24 hours or the 12 hours lapse, he's being Mekayim. That will ruin everything.
What do you mean, Mekayim Shtika?
What?
You can be Mekayim Shtika?
You are, well, Shtika Biyom Shamo is a Kiyam. Shtika Biyom Shamo, that's the.
And that's the chance that the Baal doesn't need to be made. Did the Baal doesn't need to be made?
No, that's the focus of the Parsha. Even though the Parsha talks about the husband being Mayfair and Mekayim, look at the Torah, you don't see the father there at all. It's just that Vav in the beginning of the parasha. And now we're bringing Machriach and Svara that we know that, right? So at this point, that's something I'm not. At this point, Gemara suggests that maybe the father's Mayfair and not the Baal. And not the Baal. And not the Orus at all.
We don't need him.
We don't need him, but he could be Mekayim, so we need him not to mess things up.
But if he's quiet, he messes things up anyway.
Right, so that's why he has to be Mayfair. But not that his afora accomplishes anything positive. It's talking only a negative.
We need him to be Mayfair.
But the Rosh is chaylik with the Ran. That's the point. The Rosh holds on. When the Gemara says maybe the father can be Mayfair alone, it means maybe the father can be Mayfair alone and the Baal can be Mayfair alone. And they'll both be Mayfair alone. Each one could be Mayfair. That's how the Rosh learns.
If each one can be Mayfair alone, then would it still hover if one was Kayim and then it's the Shai?
No, and at this point we're saying each one can be Mayfair alone, then there's no Shutfus.
Okay.
At this point in the Gemara we're considering a Havamina that there's no Shutfus, that each one can be Mayfair alone. But the Ran doesn't want to consider that. The Ran learns that it's only the father would be Mayfair and the Baal would be reduced to a supporting role. So I would say really it has to do with the Korech. According to the Ran, he views the Haforas Nedarim as it indicates that the person who's the Nedarim can be Mefer is in Yerushus. She's in Yerushus, the Gabi at a forest in Dorim. There's a Musa called in my Rishus, she's in my domain. She's subservient to me. She's mine, my Kenyan, my domain. Melech can be made for on the dark.
But then for the Baal, he still has a, for lack of any other way of putting it, an interest in her leaning.
According to the Shita, that, yeah. According to this.
Yeah.
So that's what Shaila sold. But according to the Ran, then it's inconceivable for each of them to be able to be Mefer. Because they have a joint bialos. Hashem Rashi doesn't have to hold it's an inyan of bialos, a schus of a Baal, that he could that he could be Mefer. But just the Torah said he could be Mefer. You don't know that the Torah put a person in your Rishus. Like the Torah put an Eved in your Rishus, the Torah put an Om in your Rishus, the Torah put the Baal in your Rishus. That's not the case. Okay, we'll stop here.
Can we, on some chess, get back inside the Yom Yibai?
Well, I'll do that one day. I'll bring out what I think is the main points of the right. Sugya. And then we'll go to Yibai Lahu, and that's some chess Amad Aleph.
That's
okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I, it,